The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلى آلک وصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلى آلک وصحابک یا نور اللہ Our beloved master صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم said, anyone who recites درود upon me once, Allah عز و جل sends 10 mercies upon him. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دین ویورز آف مدنی چینل, حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ونس ان اے بیٹل فیلڈ واز فائٹنگ ود اے نان بلیور. ڈیورنگ دا کورس آف فائٹ ہی اوورکیم اینڈ سیٹ اپون ہز چیسٹ اینڈ ہی واز اباؤٹ ٹو اسٹرائک دا فائنل بلو and was about to separate that non-believer's neck from his body, but that non-believer spat on his face. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu at once came down from his chest. That non-believer, astonished, comes to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and asks him, oh Ali, you were in position to kill me. If you wanted to kill me, you could have killed me. But what was the reason that you forgave me and didn't do anything with me? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, that time when I was fighting with you and I managed to sit on your chest and I was about to kill you, I was fighting for sake of Allah azza wa jal. But all of a sudden, when you spat on my face, I felt some sort of humiliation. And that was the time I thought, maybe this time I am going to kill you because of my nafs. So being a Muslim, we do not do anything for sake of anyone other than Allah. So because my nafs got involved in that matter, so that's why I left you. The narration further says that after that non-believer got so impressed with the sincerity of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he requested him that he wants to enter into the fold of Islam, and then he became Muslim. Dear viewers of Madani channel, what we come to know or learn from this beautiful story, that Sahaba Kiram alayhim ar-Ridwan and our pious predecessors, whatever they used to do, they would do only for sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Their actions, their amal, their deeds used to be only and only for sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, not for sake of anything other than Allah. So any good action which you are doing for sake of Allah Azza wa Jal becomes ibadat. And if you have sincerity and ikhlas in that ibadat, it is accepted and that ibadat becomes rewardable. I make dua from Allah Azza wa Jal that He give us tawfiq to be really the sincere bondsman of Him. Dear viewers of Madri channel, in last silsila we were discussing ibadat, worshipping, and inshallah we will continue this thing, and then there are some other questions and issues as well. So in every silsila, Mufti Muhammad Qasim Al-Attari Al-Qadiri Hafizahullah Ta'ala is with us. Let's go to Mufti Sahib and start our silsila with the questions. Mufti Sahib, after listening to the fazail of ibadat, which mashallah you were giving in last episode of this beautiful silsila, if someone feels like doing ibadat, so now if this thing has come in his heart, now what should he do that he becomes really the true worshipper of Allah Azza wa Jal?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. First of all, that person who has got that inclination in his heart, so he must maintain that passion in his heart, because it is very commonly observed. Sometime a person gets inspired and he starts offering prayer and doing worships, but after a while he leaves all those worships. So that's why it is very necessary to maintain that passion and that inclination. So, and for that purpose, he must give up the company of heedless people, because that is that has very side effect upon a person. If a person sits in the company of heedless people and negligent people, so I would say after a few weeks, he will lose his passion and motivation, and he will go again to his previous habits. So that's why leaving the company of heedless people is very necessary. And secondly, that person should sit in the company of pious people and worshippers, because it will maintain his inclination and passion. So it would be very useful in that way. And the third thing is that he must start reading excellences of worships, and he must start reading the detailed commandments regarding that worship, so that when he is about to do worships, so he should do that worship according to the commandments of Sharia. Because that is another important thing: when we are doing worship, that worship must be according to the commandments of Sharia. As some people start offering prayer, but when they don't know the commandments regarding offering prayer, so they might leave any farz, any wajib, they might commit any wrong thing in offering prayer, and in that way they will waste their prayer and they will waste the reward of that prayer as well. And they might be sinner even after offering prayer, they might be sinner. So that's why learning knowledge is very necessary. Whatever worship they are doing, they must learn the knowledge regarding that worship. And other than that, they should recite some or other wazaif as well. Some recitals they should adopt. Why? Because a recital softens the heart. When we recite any wazifa, any tasbih, any kind of invocation which has been narrated in hadith, so we soften our hearts and we get inspired by that, and we get some spirituality through those orad. And it is observed, and it is the experience of many people. So if we add some orad in our life, in morning, in evening, at daytime, after prayer, so if we continually recite those orad, so inshallah, in that way we will maintain our passion and love with worship. So in that way, inshallah, the person would be keep on offering prayer and doing worships.
So Murthy Sahib, I mean, when you are worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, so I think worship also requires some sort of love. So my question is, that is love very necessary thing in Islam for Allah Azza wa Jal? And if it is so, then are there some excellences regarding love for Allah Azza wa Jal?
The reality is this: the extreme love is called worship. Worship is the demand of love. So that's why there is a very close connection between love and worship. So that's why whosoever worships Allah Azza wa Jal, it means he loves Allah Azza wa Jal. So the level of love would be lower or higher, but that person has love with Almighty Allah, that's why he's worshipping him. And behind every worship, what we conduct, what we do as offering prayer and observing fast, performing hajj and paying zakah, in behind all these worships, love of Almighty Allah appears very openly. For example, one person is offering 5-time prayers. He is leaving his bed, he is leaving his sleep, he is going to masjid. He is leaving his comfort and he is going to masjid in winter, at daytime, in afternoon, in summer season, he is going to masjid for offering prayer. For what? Because he loves Allah Azza wa Jal, that's why he is leaving his comfort and convenience and he is going to masjid. Sometimes person leaves his business and job to offer prayer. Why is he leaving his business and his job? Because of the love of love with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And similarly, the matter of observing fast, a person remains hungry and thirsty all the day, though he has all the means to eat, he has food, he can drink, But in spite of that, he has all means to enjoy, but he is not eating, he is not drinking anything, and he is away from his own wife. Why? Because of the love with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Even in summer season, in long days, he is feeling thirst too much, and everything is in front of him. But you know, even a child, he doesn't come close to that water, he doesn't come close to his food, though that is available to him. And similarly, the matter of zakah, when we are giving our own money, hardly earned money, we are giving to someone. Why? He is not giving us to anything, we are not demanding any thanks from him. Even we are not demanding thanks from that person. That person should say salam to him and he should pay thanks to him. No, only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So that is a sign of love with Almighty Allah. That's why in one verse in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, those people who provide food to poor people, to needy people, so why do they do that? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَيُتْعِمُونَ طَعَامًا عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. They provide food, miskeen and asir and orphans. Why? Because of the love with Almighty Allah. And then they say, that is also mentioned in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, those people say to those needy people to whom they are providing food, these people, these charity giving people are saying to them, إِنَّمَا نُتْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. We are feeding you only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. La nuridu minkum jaza'un wala shukura. From you, we don't demand, we don't need any return and even any thanks. So we don't need any thanks and return from you. We need return only from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So when a person is paying zakah or he is giving something in the path of Allah to poor people, so why is he doing that? Only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Similarly, Hajj. What is Hajj? Apparently, Hajj is a thing which can't be understood by our logic. A person is wearing two shawls and he goes to some certain places and he is doing tawaf around one small building, and he is going to one plain of Arafat and he spends one night in one plain, in open air plain. So why? All these things can't be understood by logic. But the person is in the love of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and he doesn't know anything other than the love with Allah Azza wa Jal. He doesn't know anything, he doesn't have any purpose, he doesn't have any intention, but the love with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So behind all the worships, if we look in depth, we will able to see that love with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is behind all the worships. If you think about the matter of jihad, so then the person is sacrificing his life, and he is not sacrificing his life for attaining wealth, because if he attains some wealth, so who will get benefit from that? The other people will get benefit from that. The person will die, he will pass away, and he will get martyred. So he is sacrificing his life for what? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بِتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. So they have sold their souls and their lives for getting the pleasures of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So behind jihad, the love with Almighty Allah is obvious. That appears clearly. And when we recite the Holy Quran, so we are reciting one book. Though we learn a lot from that book, but those people who don't understand that book, what about those? If I am reading, if other people are reading, who are able to understand that book, so they are learning some knowledge from that. But those villagers, those common people who are unable to understand the meaning of that, so why are they repeating those words again and again? They open the book of Allah after Fajr prayer and they recite without any understanding. So what is that? That is pure love with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And similarly, the remembrance of Almighty Allah. When a person is uttering one word from his mouth again and again, again and again, and he recites only Subhanallah, 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 or only the word Allah, 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 Allah. So what is he doing? According to those people who depends only upon logic, so they would say this person is Majnoon. But he is very happy with saying these words, that these worldly people are considering me as Majnoon and as an insane person. So I am really insane in the love of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So behind all the worships, the main motivation, the main encouragement is love with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, what about the excellences of love with Almighty Allah? So, that is love, getting love with Almighty Allah is the commandment of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal as well. What as Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Holy Quran, قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned all the beloved things to a person. Whatever a person likes and loves, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions everything separately. Your father, your brothers, your wives, your houses, and your business, your wealth, your trading, and your other means, your relatives. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions each and every one. And then Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, if each of them, if any one of them, all these things, أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله, dearer to you more than Almighty Allah and His Rasul, and striving in His path, then wait for the decision of Allah. So now Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned a Muslim must prefer love with Allah and with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and with jihad over all the desired thing and desirable thing and beloved thing and favorite thing. He must prefer the love with Allah over the love of every other thing. And in another place Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Those who believe, they love Allah in the most. Mostly they love with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Any other love is after that. The first love is love with Almighty Allah. In another verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَقُّ أَن يُرْضُوهُ إِن كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. It is befitting for the people that they should please Almighty Allah and His Prophet if they are believers. If they are believers, it is befitting to them that they should please Almighty Allah. They should prefer the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So, in the light of these ayat, we can understand and we can learn very easily the love of Allah has a lot of excellences. There is another hadith as well that is in Bukhari Sharif. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, once a villager, a Bedouin person, he visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asked one question. What was his question? He asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mata sa'a? When will be the day of resurrection? What is the day of Qiyamah? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked him another question. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instead of answering him, he asked one question. What preparation have you made? What preparation have you made for that? He answered, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't have prayers and fastings and charity in abundance. I don't have the abundance of these worships. But وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَ. But I love Allah and His Prophet. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, after listening to his answer, replied him, أَنْتَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You will be with those whom you love. It means you will be with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because you love him. You would be in the court of Almighty Allah with affection and mercy of Allah because you love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said that day we got most rejoice over this saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the person would be with that to whom he loves in this world.
Subhanallah.
So that is the excellence of love with Almighty Allah and with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Dear viewers of Madin Channel, very beautiful description and answer from Mufti Saab. And what I have learned from the answer of Mufti Saab, that in Islam, every worship has in one way or other sign of love for Allah Azza wa Jal. Your ibadat, your salah, your zikrullah, your performance of hajj, your paying zakat, whatever you are doing, there is love in that ibadat as well. So it means that if we have love for Allah Azza wa Jal and we are doing that ibadat, then that ibadat will become perfect ibadat. So we should try to do everything out of love for Allah Azza wa Jal. Mufti Sahab, another thing which just came in my mind now, that what we have observed in our routine, in our daily life, that when you love someone, so you love to do something for him as well. And when you are doing that thing for him, that thing becomes very easy upon you. That doesn't remain heavy or burden. That doesn't become burden upon you. So in the same way, if someone has love for Allah Azza wa Jal, so out of that love, ibadat should become light for him or not?
That should be light for him.
Ji.
And Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that thing in the Holy Quran. In one ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِئِينَ. Prayer is very heavy upon people. إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِئِينَ. But not for those people who are khashi'in. Now, what is the definition of khashi'in? The definition is something else, but Allah Azza wa Jal had mentioned some attributes of khashi'in. For what kind of people for whom prayer is not heavy, that is light. Allah Azza wa Jal said, الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ. Those people who believe that they are to meet Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So for those people, prayer is not heavy. At other end, those people who don't have that attribute and that quality and that beauty, so prayer is heavy for them. So that's why the more love of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla person has, the lighter prayer would be for him.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautiful answer. Here I also want to add something, that some people, they claim that we are Sufi and we have love for Allah Azza wa Jalla. So if you have love and true love for Allah Azza wa Jalla, ibadat should be easier for you than others. Ibadat should become lighter upon you than others. And if, in spite of having love for Allah Azza wa Jal, you are not performing salah, but you are indulged in some other unlawful activities, then must fear Allah Azza wa Jal, because that is not true love for Allah Azza wa Jal.
It means the love is very weak.
Ji.
Because from Mumin, love with Almighty Allah can't be removed. If he is a Muslim, if he is a believer, that he must have love with Almighty Allah. So now the level of love would be different. Some people has weak love, some people have strong love. So it depends upon the condition of the belief of that person.
Acha Mufti Sahab, as you have mentioned that there are a lot of excellences, even love for Allah Azza wa Jal has been mentioned in Quran as well. So how can one acquire and attain love for Allah Azza wa Jal?
There are many ways for that. If a person is trained in a religious environment and he was born in the home of those mu'mineen, those believers who have open love of Allah Azza wa Jal and who have strong love of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they have put that love in the heart of their children, so then that person is a blessed person. He is a blessed person because, mashallah, he has got that privilege and that excellence and that beauty and that spirit of Islam and essence of Islam in his heart since his first day. So that is the best way. But after that, there are many other ways as well. The first and foremost is reciting the Holy Quran and love with the Holy Quran. Because Quran is the word of Almighty Allah. Quran is kalam of Allah. Quran is the speech of Allah. And love with Quran is the sign of love with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So for acquiring the love with Almighty Allah, recitation of the Holy Quran is very useful, is very beneficial. But that should be in proper way. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Recite Quran with tartil. What is tartil? Reading Quran according to the rules of recitation. That is the recitation of the Holy Quran. Now there are some manners of the recitation. What is that? The first of all, the person must know how to recite Quran. Because it is a lack among Muslims that a lot of Muslims, they are unable to recite the Holy Quran properly. So first of all, when a person is Muslim and he loves Almighty Allah, so first of all, he must learn and know how to recite the Holy Quran. Then he should recite. Some people know how to recite, but they never recite the Holy Quran. As we see many huffaz, many people who have read the Holy Quran, who have know how to recite the Quran, but in their whole life, they are deprived of the recitation of the Holy Quran. So that's why the person who knows how to recite the Quran, he should recite the Quran as well. Then he should recite Quran with with its manners, which are the manners of the recitation, he should fulfill those manners with internal and external manners of the recitation of the Holy Quran. The fourth thing is that he should understand the Holy Quran as well, because when he is able to understand the Quran, then he will get the love with Almighty Allah from Quran, because when he will read the attributes of Almighty Allah and the creation of Almighty Allah and the power regarding the creation of Almighty Allah, so when he reads all these things, then he will get the love with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal from the Holy Quran. That's why understanding is very important in order to get the love with Almighty Allah. Then he should act upon that as well. He should carry out the commandments of Quran as well, because that is another demand of the recitation of the Quran, and that is the demand of the love with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal as well. There is one hadith that is a very beautiful hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent one group to somewhere, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed one person as their amir, as their commander, as their leader. When that group came back and they visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so those companions who were follower of that leader, they told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, we have observed a strange thing in this person whom you have appointed upon us. What was that? Because he was our leader, so he was the leader of prayer as well. He was leader in prayer as well. So whenever he recited Quran in Qiyam, after every surah, whatever surah he recited, after every surah he recited Surah Ikhlas. If he recited Suratul Baqarah, at the end he recited Surah Ikhlas. If he recited Surah Ali Imran, at the end he recited Surah Ikhlas. So in every rakah, after the recitation of surah, he recited Surah Ikhlas. So that is a strange thing for us, because that is not your routine, and we haven't observed in your prayers. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sahaba Ikram, "Ask him, saluhu li ayyi shay'in yasna'u." Ask this person, why did he do that? Sahaba Ikram asked him, why did he do that? He said, because in this surah, the attribute of Almighty Allah is mentioned, and I love that, because the attribute of Almighty Allah is mentioned in that. Huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. So because the attributes of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal are mentioned in the surah, that's why I love that, and that's why I recited repeatedly in every rakah. Then the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to Sahaba Ikram, tell him, because you love Suratul Ikhlas, because it is containing of the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal, so come to know that Allah Azza wa Jal loves you. That is in Bukhari Sharif. So that person loved Suratul Ikhlas. That was the word of Allah. That was the one part of Quran. And only because of his love with one surah, Suratul Ikhlas, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving great tidings to him that Allah loves you because you love one surah of his word, one surah of his speech. So that is the excellence, and that is the beauty, and that is the rank of love with the Holy Quran. So that's why whenever we recite Holy Quran, we should recite Quran with love. That's why when we read the biographies of our pious predecessors, so what do we read? In the biography of Ghaus-e Pak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in the biography of Sarkar Imam Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in the month of Ramadan, 60 times they recited the Holy Quran. And in one narration, 61 times they recited the Holy Quran. One Quran they recited in at daytime, and one Quran they recited at night, and one they recited in Salatul Taraweeh. So that was their love with the recitation of the Holy Quran. Even regarding Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, I have read somewhere that Imam Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed away in jail. In that one place, Imam Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu recited the Holy Quran 7,000 times. 7,000 times he recited the Holy Quran in that place where he passed away. So that was their love with the Quran, and that love with Quran was a sign of the love with Almighty Allah. And that's why there were some people from their graves, the voice of the recitation of the Holy Quran was listened. That is in Tirmidhi Sharif. There is one hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, and there are some another narrations regarding some other stories regarding other pious people as well, in which it has been mentioned from their graves the voice of the recitation of Quran was listened. So why? Because they loved recitation of the Holy Quran when they were alive. So that's why Allah Azza wa Jal rewarded them with the recitation of the Holy Quran in their graves.
Subhanallah, it's a very wonderful answer. And then this answer leads to another question, and that is, Mufti Sahab, I mean, as you were mentioning that recitation of Quran is means of attaining the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, but I mean, I was thinking about those poor people who were not able to, you know, recite Quran properly. And as you told us that the proper recitation with manners is also very important for attaining the love for Allah Azza wa Jal. So what about those people who are unable to recite Quran? Is there any other means to acquire the love for Allah Azza wa Jal other than this?
No, there are many other ways as well. Yes. But that person who doesn't know how to recite the Holy Quran, So it would be compulsory upon him to know, to learn how to recite the Holy Quran, because that is another responsibility of every Muslim, because a person has to offer prayer. And in prayer, he has to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, he has to recite some another surahs, he has to recite some another some tasbihat as well. So proper pronunciation of the Holy Quran and those orat and those tasbihat is compulsory and necessary. So that's why that is not excuse for anyone. When he is a Muslim, then it would be compulsory upon him to learn how to recite the Holy Quran. So that's why, first of all, he has to choose that way to the recitation of the Quran. At least he must learn that. For that, he should choose something. As Alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami, even in every masjid, teaching of the recitation of Quran is available. The proper pronunciation of recitation is taught in every masjid. So he should go to any Sunni masjid and he should learn how to recite Quran. And otherwise, in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami, after Isha prayer, mostly after Isha prayer, in many masajid, Madrasatul Madina is held for adult, for mature people, so they can learn recitation of Quran in those. And even now, Alhamdulillah, in CD form, teaching and learning the recitation of Quran is available in CD form. On Madani channel, there is a particular silsila for that, there is a particular program for that, through that they can learn. So there is no excuse for these people who don't know how to recite. They have to learn that. Okay, so that is one thing. And the second thing is, those people who have learned the recitation of the Holy Quran, or they have learned or they have not, but there are some another ways as well. What is that? For example, in one hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, and that is Hadith-e-Qudsi. Hadith-e-Qudsi means the words are from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the meanings are from Almighty Allah. So the wordings of those hadith is that, in the summary of that hadith is, the person gets the love with Almighty Allah through performing farais, whatever farais are, not only offering prayer, because there are many farais. And after that, he keeps on coming closing to Allah Azza wa Jal through performing nawafil, until Allah Azza wa Jal loves that person. And that is mentioned in that hadith, Hatta Ahbabtuhu. Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that, till I love that person. And when I love that person, so I give him a lot of excellences. So those are mentioned in that hadith. So now in this hadith, two things are mentioned. And those things are mentioned in the context of love with Almighty Allah. Because in both parts of that hadith, in first part regarding farais, the reward is love with Almighty Allah. And the reward of performing nawafil, the reward of that is also love with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's why offering our responsibilities, performing our duties, and fulfilling our religious responsibilities, that is the first and that is the best way to acquire the love with Almighty Allah. And the second thing is for keep closing to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the best way is performing nafal duties, not only offering nafal prayer, because farz has detail and nafal has also detail. Offering prayer is also farz, but paying zakat is also farz. Performing hajj is also farz, and observing fast is also farz, and obedience to our parents is also farz, and in many places feeding the poor people is also farz. When we know that this person will pass away if we don't feed that person, so now it would be farz upon us to feed that person, because now this person will be pass away if we don't feed that person. So now feeding that person would be compulsory upon us, that would be obligatory. So there is and there are many other duties. When we read a religious book, when we read Islamic books, so we know many responsibilities of every Muslim. So performing those duties and fulfilling those responsibilities is the best way to acquire the love with Almighty Allah. And for keep coming closing to Almighty Allah, so performing nawafil. In nawafil, nafal prayer is also nafal, and voluntary fasting is also nafal, and paying charity other than zakah, that is also nafal, and sacrificing many things in the path of Allah, that is also kind of nafal. So they are, and even having good behavior and showing good attitude and paying thanks to people and smiling in front of people and meeting them with good gesture, so all these things are considered as nafal. Those are manners of Islam, and those are the attitudes and etiquettes of Islam. So that these kind of things should be adopted. So that is the second and very important way to acquire the love with Almighty Allah.
Dear viewers of Madni channel, if you want to acquire the love for Allah Azza wa Jal, then the best way is to offer faraiz and wajibat, and after that try to do or offer the nawafil as well. So according to the answer of Mufti Saab, by these two things, or by fulfilling these two duties, one will be able to acquire and attain the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, and in this way he will be able to perfect his iman. Acha Mufti Saab, very famous saying that if someone loves someone, so he makes mention of him a lot. So as we love Allah Azza wa Jal, so if we are making zikrullah Azza wa Jal, so is making of this zikr is some sort of sign for the love for Allah Azza wa Jal in our hearts?
That is a very prominent sign of love with anyone. So when you love someone, so you make mention his name, you make mention regarding his beauty, his actions, his conduct. And his going and his coming, because you love him. Because parents love their children, so they make mention them. Because children love their parents, so when the parent are away, so the children remember them, they remember them and they memorize them. Okay, so similarly the love with Almighty Allah has that sign. When we have love of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in our heart, that will lead us to the remembrance of Almighty Allah, and that's why in Quran, in hadith, when we read, when we recite, so we come to know the abundant narrations and verses are regarding Zikrullah Azza wa Jal. Even the main purpose of every worship is remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned regarding prayer, Aqimis Salata li Zikri, establish prayer for my remembrance. So offering prayer is for the remembrance of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is obvious, because when we offer prayer, so what do we do in those prayers? In Fajr prayer, in Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Jummah, Eid, so what do? That time we remember Almighty Allah, we mention the name of Almighty Allah, we mention the exaltedness, then we mention the exaltedness of Allah Azza wa Jal in the beginning of prayer with Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, then praise of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then there is pray in the code of Allah, the invocation in the code of Allah, Ihdinas Sirat al-Mustaqim. Then when we bow into ruku, so we say Allahu Akbar, and in ruku we recite again tasbih of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So prayer is containing of the remembrance of Almighty Allah. That's why the main purpose behind this worship is remembrance of Almighty Allah. And that remembrance is the love with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered us to remember, to mention His name. As He said, as He commanded, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. You remember me, I will remember you. So, we will remember according to our being, and Almighty Allah will remember us with His reward and mercies and blessings and favors. So, His remembrance in another meaning. There is another hadith in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and that is hadith Qudsi. That is hadith Qudsi. Allah Azza wa Jal said, Ana Jalisu Man Zakarani. I am the companion of that person who remembers me. So when a person is remembering Almighty Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal is his companion, meaning the favors of Allah, the blessings of Allah, and the company of Allah befitting the majesty of Almighty Allah, that person gets. And there is another hadith, Ana ma'a abdi haythuma zakarin. I am with my servant, with my bondman, wherever he remembers me. So if we want closeness of Almighty Allah, if we want love of Almighty Allah, then we have to remember, and we have to make mention the name of Allah, and we have to remember Almighty Allah. And that's why it was the routine of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is continuous sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to remember Almighty Allah. That's why there is one hadith in Bukhari Sharif in which Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has mentioned, Kana yadhkurullaha ala kulli ahyani. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to remember Almighty Allah at every time he used to remember Almighty Allah. And that could be understood very easily from the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum learned that habit. They adopted that habit from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to mention the name of Allah azza wa jal and to recite tasbihat. So that's why when we read the biographies of Sahaba ikram, so we come to know that in the life of every Sahabi, the mentioning the name of Allah Azza wa Jal is very common. Recitation of the Quran, remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, other tasbihat, and whatever tasbih Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told Sahaba ikram. So what can we think regarding Sahaba ikram? In which way they acted upon that hadith? If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them the excellence of Subhanallah wa bihamdi Subhanallah al-Azim, so what would be the condition of Sahaba ikram? They must have recited that tasbih again and again, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned the excellence of that tasbih. So whatever tasbih is mentioned in any hadith and Sahaba ikram listen to that, so they must act upon, and they must got the excellence of that tasbih. So remembrance of Almighty Allah was one of the biggest sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and remembrance of Allah appears from the lives of Sahaba ikram and from the lives of pious predecessors and tabi'in. Even whenever we utter the word waliullah, so one thing comes to our mind. Whenever we mention the name of any wali, the name of Ghausay Paak, the name of Imam Azam, the name of any other wali, the first thing which comes to our mind is Zikrullah. They used to remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because when we think about any wali, the image of that wali comes to our mind in sitting on musalla, having tasbih in his hand, grasping tasbih in his hand, and counting that tasbih. So the picture of wali comes to our mind in that way. That's why pictures of awliya ikram also haram. The photo of awliya ikram is also haram. But those people who have drawn the pictures of awliya ikram, like Sultan Bahu, so even Lal Shehbaz Qalandar is flying in the air in those pictures. But during that time, he is reciting the tasbih.
He is carrying a tasbih in his hand.
He is carrying tasbih. That time. If any other wali is on any line, he is on the back of a lion, but
still
even
is carrying
that
a
time,
tasbih.
He is carrying tasbih in his hand. And whenever we mention, we utter the name of any wali, the first impression comes to our mind that he has carried tasbih in his hand, and he used to recite name of Allah Azza wa Jal, he remembered Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's where we can easily understand the importance of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Awliya-i-Kiram, the friends of Allah, became friends of Allah due to that tasbih, due to the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Very wonderful answer. Shah Mufti Sahib, there is a confusion, meaning you made mention of many ayat-e-kareema and then you gave some ahadith as well in the excellence of zikr. So mostly when we say zikr, people, they understand it means only Allah or Allahu. So what do you mean by zikr when you say zikrullah azza wa jal makes a person closer to Allah azza wa jal and makes him wali? So what do you mean by zikr?
The word zikrullah is used in many ways. Okay, and it has a particular definition. In common mind, in the minds of common people, the meaning of zikrullah is only the repeating the names of Allah Azza wa Jal again and again. That is zikrullah. That is a very obvious kind of zikrullah. That is a very confirmed kind of zikrullah. But there are other kinds as well. And that could be understood from the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very easily. Because I have mentioned one hadith in which Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has narrated, Kana yadhkurullaha ala kulli ahyanihi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to remember Almighty Allah every time. But when we read the biography, the seerat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we come to know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would offer prayer, and he used to teach Sahaba-i-Kiram the commandments of Quran and commandments of Sharia and commandments of Allah. And he used to teach them the method of offering prayer, paying zakah, performing hajj and other commandments of Sharia as well. And he participated in jihad as well. He traveled to other cities and other areas for preaching Islam. He traveled to Taif, and that was, he was remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. That journey was one kind of remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he didn't go there to recite one tasbih. He went there for preaching of Islam. He went to Taif for preaching of Islam. He went to other cities for preaching of Islam. So in one hadith, it had been mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to remember Almighty Allah every time. But in many other ahadith, in thousands of ahadith, we are observing that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is doing some other activities as well. But because teaching religion to Muslims, preaching Islam to Muslims and non-Muslims, conveying the message of Allah to other people, because that is also one kind of remembrance of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala has mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to remember Allah Azza wa Jal all the time. So that's why from this hadith and from other ahadith we can understand very easily that remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal has vast meaning. It has vast meaning. Mentioning the name of Allah, that is also one kind of remembrance. But teaching the method of prayer to Muslims, conveying the message of Allah to other Muslims, making speech in front of people to motivate them, to encourage them towards prayer and other religious obligations and duties, that is also remembrance of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore all these kinds are the kinds of remembrance.
Dear viewers of Madni channel, indeed it is a good news for all of us that as long we are busy in any good deed, that will be considered as zikr, and inshallah azza wa jal, we will be able to earn the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal through that good action or that virtuous deed. Dear viewers of Madni channel, what we have come to know from today's beautiful silsila, that if we want to attain love of Allah azza wa jal, and if we want ourselves to be counted among the lovers of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we have to recite Quran in abundance, and then we have to remember Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance. We have to make a lot of zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and in this way, by the recitation of Quran, by zikrullah Azza wa Jal, and by many other virtuous actions and good deeds, we will be counted amongst the lovers of Allah Azza wa Jal. I make dua May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to become practicing Muslim, and may He also give us tawfiq to remember Him in each and every moment of our life. Ameen, Ameen, Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because